And now, the KHMB Feature Story of the Week. A look at people and events making a difference on the coastside.
The KHMB Feature Story of the Week is brought to you by Granola's Coffee House, located on Highway 1 next to BK Motors in Half Moon Bay. Granola's Coffee House, featuring specialty coffees, fresh baked goods, and free Wi-Fi.
This is Jim Henderson with this week's Feature Story of the Week. We're happy to have in the studio with us today the 4-H Half Moon Bay chapter, and we have with us the president, Addie Costa. Welcome, Addie.
Thank you.
First of all, for listeners that are not familiar with 4-H, what does 4-H stand for? What do the letters 4-H stand for?
The four letters stand for hands, health, heart, and head.
Oh, okay. Very good. And you're the president. How many people are members of the 4-H out here?
We're a smaller club than most of the San Mateo County clubs. I believe we have, I think, around 30 kids right now, which is the highest we've had in a couple of years, so.
And are they all from the Half Moon Bay area or more like Pescadero and the outlying areas, La Honda? How far do you reach out, by the way?
We reach to like Pescadero, La Honda, Half Moon Bay. Pacifica has its own 4-H, so we don't go that way.
Okay, a little history of the Half Moon Bay or the 4-H in general. What is the purpose? How did it get started, and what is the purpose of 4-H?
The purpose is to raise animals and to be in agriculture and also other projects. Like, we have welding and sewing and baking and all that. It's just to get the kids hands-on, especially with animals and other projects, just so they have these skills when they get older. And, yeah, it's just fun. There's lots of kids. It's a good organization to get your hands dirty or get your mind thinking.
Where do you meet, and do you have animals that you care for? How does that work?
We meet at the IDS Hall. We are trying to get a farm set up at the moment, but for right now, we meet at the IDS Hall. We have animals all around, from Pescadero to Half Moon Bay. We're getting a farm in, so once we have that set, then kids who want to raise larger animals or smaller animals who don't have the space for it in their backyard or doesn't have the space in other people's places, we can store the animals at the farm. And it's like going to be a meeting ground for basically all of us. We'll have a clubhouse and all that. But for right now, all the animals are spread out between Pescadero and Half Moon Bay.
Now, you have an event coming up. You're going to be having representation at the San Mateo County Fair. Club out here on the coastside is going to be represented along with what, other 4-H chapters?
Yes, like Pacifica, Redwood City, San Carlos, a bunch of others that I forgot the names of right
okay,
now.
Okay. In particular, why don't you tell us a little bit about the annual livestock auction? I see you brought me a flyer, and it's very pretty, and it has a lot of information. Just to tell us what's on the flyer and what it's all about.
Yes. So you will bid on the best livestock in the San Mateo County Fair. We are showcasing top quality animals. It is from Saturday, June 13th at 9 a.m. It is at the fairgrounds in the show arena, and admission and registration is free. We are featuring beef cattle, sheep, market swine, goats, poultry, and rabbits. There will be a bar cart, a buyer's dinner or luncheon, and fair fun. And also just come to support our Half Moon Bay youth, because we spend a lot of time raising these animals, and it takes a lot of time and money. So yes, just come support us because we need it.
well said, and very open and transparent in that. What animals seem to be the most popular for people bidding on them?
I think all of them are mostly the same. I would say poultry is definitely the moneymaker, and poultry is back now. We didn't have it the last couple of years, so we have a lot of poultry this year, which poultry includes chickens and turkeys. So now that we have poultry, it's just a very good money maker for the kids. I think we usually get around $300 to $500 per two birds for chickens. And I think turkeys is kind of similar. But yeah, I think turkeys and chickens are the big monies.
Is it safe to say that the average homeowner in Half Moon Bay wouldn't be buying a turkey and taking it home with them?
No, they will not.
So basically it's other farmers or people from the rural area that mostly bid on these, would you say?
I think, well, we send out buyer's letters to anybody and everybody who we think would want to buy an animal, big or small. So it's not just rural farmers and all that, but
Well, I can see rabbits. Maybe somebody who wanted to have a rabbit as a pet, for example.
Yes. So rabbits are the only animal that you can take home live, and or you could keep it alive at your house, or you could butcher it yourself. But rabbits are the only animals that you can take home live, or you could give it to the kid who owns the rabbit could. What's the word? Butcher the rabbit for you and give it to them. Give to the buyer.
Now, this brings up a very interesting point, see, because in my mind, I was thinking when you said that there was an auction, it's like, well, I'll have that cow over there. And you go, oh, congratulations. You just won the bid on the cow. Now, what are you going to do with it? You know, you're not going to put a leash around it and haul it out of the, you know. So basically, at that point, who does the processing for you?
The fair does. So the fair has partnerships with Freedom Meats Locker, and they do all the large animals, and then they have another partnership with them for the rabbits, and the poultry people do all the processing for that. So yes.
What was the reason that you got involved in 4-H, and how long have you been the president?
This is my first year being the president. I've been in 4-H for, I think, 6 years now. It's always, I guess, just been around town. They're like, oh, 4-H is a big thing. I remember going to meetings when I was smaller, and I wasn't really much involved in it until, I think, 4 or 5 years ago when I started raising hogs. And then I just started to be really involved. I got on the board. I was a treasurer for a couple years, and I was vice president. And now that I'm president. But yeah, it's just always been a part of my life. I've always been raising animals and getting my hands dirty. And so, yeah, it's just always been a part of my life doing that. So, yeah.
Were you born on the coastline?
Yes, I was. I've lived here for most of my life. So,
okay.
Yes.
A lot of changes you've seen over the years.
Yes.
Now, you've brought a couple of members along with you, I see, a brother and sister, Maddie and Oliver. If they would step up to the microphone, we'll have Maddie here and her brother, Oliver. How long have you, Maddie, been in 4-H?
I believe this is my 10th year in 4-H.
Wow, you started young.
Yes, I started at 5 years old.
Okay. Do you live on a farm around here?
I don't, but I do keep my hog in my backyard. I'm lucky enough to have some room for it.
And do you live in Half Moon Bay proper?
I live in La Honda.
Okay, I was going to say, hogs in backyards in Half Moon Bay probably really wouldn't work out that well, but
yes.
I can see it in La Honda, for example.
Yes. Yeah.
And what was the motivation for you to join 4-H?
I was put in it when I was 5, so very young. My older sister was in it before me, so I think that's why I started. And then I've always really enjoyed it, so I've just kept going. It's a great opportunity.
Is this something that you see yourself doing later on in life, or is this just something you're kind of transiting through, or do you plan to have a future, like going to college and specializing maybe in this field?
Yeah, I hope so. This was a great start off for me thinking about what I want to do in the future and what I want to do with livestock and agriculture, so I believe I will try to.
I understand Davis is a good place to go for that.
Yes, yeah.
Oliver, why don't you replace your sister here at the microphone and step up and tell us, too, basically, how do you feel about being in 4-H? What does it mean to you?
What it means to me is, like, being able to make friends and do fun activities with them. I was able to meet a ton of new people through 4-H that I would have never talked to before, even in different 4-H clubs for, like, 4-H camp. So it's been just fun to, like, make friends and do fun activities.
So it's been a good social outlet for you.
Yes.
Now, what about the future? Do you see yourself involved in livestock in the future?
Somewhat. I mean, I'm kind of on the edge of it, so I might, but I also been looking into other stuff. But for now, it's just for fun and social activities.
When do you actually set up? Now, the fair begins on June 6th, okay, and it runs through
till June 14th.
14th.
But Monday and Tuesday are closed days.
Okay.
You can go on to the San Mateo County Fair website and look at the schedule and all the activities that they have.
Yeah, I remember we actually went there last year as part of the press came and got a chance to go through before it actually opened and see some of the rides and all of the different things that they were doing. Been a long time since I've been to the fair, but that was very enjoyable. So the auction itself will be on the 13th at 9 a.m.
Yes.
Congratulations to all of you for being in 4-H. I imagine, how long has 4-H been in existence on the coast? Any history that you can give us as to how many years this has actually been represented on the coast side? Educated guess is cheerfully accepted, by the way.
Thank you. 4-H has been around for almost a decade, more than a decade, but on the coast. It's been prevalent in the community for a long time, I believe, and for as long as I have been here. So
we'll have to look that up.
Yeah.
In fact, I will look it up, and I will tag this interview with that, because I'm kind of interested myself. Well, this has been very interesting. I really appreciate you guys coming in and sharing with our listeners about the activities of the 4-H, and reminding everybody that they need to go to the county fair. That in itself is a fun event.
Yes.
But even if you just want to be a witness to the auction, I think that would be kind of a fun thing to do. Just see how it works and the processing of it and the different animals that will be auctioned off.
Yes, and you don't even need to buy an animal. You could just come and support us. I think there are donations you can give to some kids. But, yes, just being there and supporting us would be great.
Okay, very good. Well, thanks again for coming in.
Thank you.
I must confess, this was a very enjoyable interview, getting to know some of our young people that are members of the 4-H Half Moon Bay chapter. And by the way, the H stands for head, heart, hands, and health. We did some checking, and it turns out that our Coastside chapter was formed somewhere around 1945. And we would encourage all of our listeners to support our boys and girls that make up the local chapter, the 4-H, by going to their livestock auction on Saturday, June 13th, it's at 9 a.m. at the Fairground Show area. And, you know, just to let them know that you appreciate what they do. And, you know, if you want to make a little donation, I'm sure that would be appreciated as well, because it does take a little bit of money to do what they do. So, again, our congratulations to all of the members of the 4-H Half Moon Bay chapter. For the feature story of the week, I'm Jim Henderson.